is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning, folks. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's one of those rare treats, much more rare than I'd like it to be, that we have on the program Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's a still practicing physician with an awful lot of time in the trenches, more decades than you would believe if you saw her, because she's a beautiful lady, still plays a lot of tennis. She's practices what she preaches, and it definitely shows. She's the author of something like 14 books and counting, among them the High Blood Pressure Hoax, which we talked about earlier, Detoxify or Die, Pain Free in 6 Weeks, No More Heartburn, Depression Cured at Last, and some important books on cancer and environmental illness. She is the author of a much respected, extremely well cited monthly newsletter called the Total Wellness Newsletter. And her latest book, which we're going to be talking about today, is The Cholesterol Hoax. She joins us by phone from North Carolina, or South Carolina, right? Good morning. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Rogers.
Hey, good morning. You know, Marty, as I was just kind of waking up this morning and anticipating speaking with you, all of a sudden I thought, my gosh, do your listeners even know how much you've done over the years to protect their rights to have vitamins, all the lobbying and the things that you've done, the thankless, unnoticed things. We all owe you a tremendous amount.
Well,
and I never thought about it before. It just suddenly, just like a light bulb went off this morning, and I thought, wow, we should know more about what you've done.
Well, that's very kind, and it's something we all have to pay attention to, because, as we'll find out today, we can't necessarily trust that the authorities and the experts are looking out for us. We've kind of got to take matters in our own hands to some extent, and you've been just such an inspiration to me for so many years. You're part of the reason I had the energy to do what I've done. So I much appreciate your mentioning that. And let's get to something people can actually use today. And
well, you know, in terms of your protecting the rights, I've just been finished. You know, I'm such a reference junkie, so I have to have the scientific backup for everything that we say, because a lot of doctors read it as well. Not enough, though. And do you know that right now they did a study on children who were ages 1 through 5 through wealthy families? 95% were low in vitamin E.
Wow. We'll pick up with that thought when we come back to Healthy by Nature. We're talking today with Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's the author of The Cholesterol Hoax. We're going to be talking about things you need to know about cholesterol. Is it really the evil it's painted? Should we lower it at any cost? And exactly what is that cost? So don't go anywhere. It's important stuff. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. More with Dr. Rogers in a minute.
We all know probiotics are the good bacteria that live in our intestines and are the building blocks of a healthy immune system and good health. Stress, antibiotics, oral contraceptives, and x-rays kill the good bacteria in the colon and send our digestive system out of order. But did you also know that good bacteria and probiotics protects our immune system so that we're less likely to get frequent colds, flu, infections, and even fatigue? Worldwide scientific research on probiotics is establishing more reasons why, when seeking good health and a strong immune system, the use of probiotics may be without equal. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today and protect your health by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to essentialformulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today. Don't accept a substitute.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell, intestinal cell, lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbolide, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined. Because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Our guest today is Sherry Rogers, M.D. She's practicing physician, author of many important books, and the monthly Total Wellness newsletter. We're talking today about the cholesterol hoax. And Dr. Rogers, if I had not spent as much time as I did lobbying for health freedoms and Austin, Texas, and most notably in Washington, D.C., I would have had more time to study nutrition, and I still think you have forgotten more than I would ever have learned because, folks, this is the most brilliant woman I know, and luckily for us, she's on our side, and she is not out there to push any drugs or any dogma. She goes to the research, finds out what the truth is, and it's been checked out in practice, so we know this isn't just theory. When we went to the break, Dr. Rogers, you said you were talking about a study showing that children were low in vitamin E, and we're not talking about a third world country, right?
No, these were not even Mexican migrant workers. These were kids from well-to-do families, ages 1 through 5. 95% of them were deficient in vitamin E. In fact, these stats are in the cholesterol hoax as well because I think they're so important. And another study just came out where they looked at kids less than 2 years of age, and over 50% were low in vitamin D. These two nutrients alone mean we're going to have more epidemics of diabetes, obesity, allergies, infections, early fractures, and then what we're seeing as well, the old people's diseases, cancers, heart, hip and knee replacements, heart attacks, in people who are in their 30s and 40s, and we're already seeing it already. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, and adult onset diabetes in teenagers, it's a pattern that you'd have to really be out of touch not to notice, which makes us wonder what's going on in the medical system. So let's get at a specific piece of this. What it really is, as you point out, an overall pervasive, scary trend. I'm sure we all were very saddened by the passing of Tim Russert, the feisty journalist that has been involved in the debates and is the Washington bureau chief and Meet the Press and all those kinds of things. He certainly could afford the best medical care, and there's probably little chance that he had high cholesterol. I thought, first, it's the stress of dealing with all those politicians trying to keep him honest, but as it turns out, he'd been on a holiday in Italy and just got back. If you had to speculate, Dr. Rogers, what do you think happened there? And it's illustrative of a point that you make that half of the people who die from heart attacks didn't have high cholesterol. What do you think was probably going on there?
That's right. I don't know anything about his particular case, but that's one of the things that motivated me to write the cholesterol hoax, because half the people who die of a heart attack never had high cholesterol, never had any symptoms or warning, and half the people who have a heart attack never make it out of the hospital. They die. So this is very serious stuff. The other thing is that there are much more dangerous tests than the cholesterol. The cholesterol is not the bad guy. the CRP, the fibrinogen, the insulin, the homocysteine, all these things, and they're all outlined in the cholesterol hoax and how to get them and what to do. The reason you're not looking at those tests is because there's no drug for them. There's no drug for homocysteine. There's no drug for the high insulin and the fibrinogen. They're all corrected with nutrients, and nutrients don't make a lot of money.
Yeah, they're patentable. That's the issue.
And the other really sad fact, I'm just so surrounded by such insanity. The average guy who does have a heart attack and survives, you meet him on the street, oh, hi, how are you, Bill? And say, oh, I'm fine. Oh, you know, I had a stent last week, like they had their teeth cleaned. They have no idea. They're instantly placed on Plavix, Lipitor, and aspirin, and they think they're out of the woods. Well, the sad fact is that Lipitor actually lowers a whole slew of nutrients like vitamin E and CoQ10, selenium, folic acid that propel you faster to the next heart attack. Plus, Lipitor and Plavix actually negate each other. They fight each other. So, and the study shown at the American College of Cardiology in Chicago last year showed that Plavix wasn't any better than aspirin. Anyway. And yet high doses of vitamin E, but E with all the things in it. E got a lot of bad rap the last few years because the studies were so crooked. They only used 1/8 of the part of vitamin E. Vitamin E is 8 entities. It's 8 molecules. And in the studies that they came out with that they broadcast all over the air that said vitamin E didn't help prolong your life and reduce your heart attack rate and so forth, was because they used only one part of vitamin E and synthetic. Well, the synthetic molecule does not fit into God's chemistry in our cell membranes. It's a lock and key phenomenon. And you cannot unlock that key, that lock, with the wrong key. And synthetic molecules are like the right and left hand glove. They look the same, but they're really not.
Yeah, the body can tell the difference. I think that's very much like the issue that we had with beta carotene compared with the whole carotene family. When they're going back to try to use a drug model of one molecule for one symptom kind of research when nutrients don't work that way.
That's right. And, for example, just one part, if you want to look at just one teeny part of the 8 parts of vitamin E that was never included in any of these studies, gamma tocopherol, it lowers your CRP 61%. It cuts the heart attack rate in fourth, down into 25% less than, or I'm sorry, 75% less. It's down to 25%. It, in other words, it knocks your heart attack rate into a quarter of what it would have been. And yet, this is what was totally ignored by not putting it into the formulas that in any of the studies that looked at vitamin E, and that's how they were able to come out and say it didn't help your heart attack, cancer rate, and so forth, because the one that they used was synthetic in most of the studies, and when they used the real alpha-tocopherol, the L-alpha-tocopherol, they only used 1/8 of the part, and that's not the big function of that. And in fact, folks who are prescribing aspirin and Plavix, Plavix is the second largest selling drug in the world after Lipitor, and aspirin, and guys who are recommending aspirin and Plavix, first of all, Plavix was found to not add to the benefit of aspirin, and second of all, the aspirin doubles your risk of a stroke. And it's a hydrocarbon derivative so that it uses up nutrients in the body as well. And these just have no place. But the scariest part for me with the Lipitor is that we have a nation of people, I forget how many, like 1 in 5 or something are on this drug, and unknowledgeable cardiologists are prescribing it for people who don't even have high cholesterol.
Yeah, there's a target on the back of the other 4 out of 5. And I want to get in depth into the statins, but first for our new listeners and for those that have been kind of persuaded back to that kind of thinking. I want to lay some groundwork with some basics, if we could, for just
sure.
a minute here. Just kind of a crash course in the basics, in the cliff notes, if you will. Why is cholesterol in the bloodstream to begin with? What was the original plan? You say we're shooting the messenger, we're taking the battery out of the smoke detector. Is cholesterol really bad to begin with? Let's start there.
No, it's actually one of God's many miracles to take care of the bad things that we've done. When the free radicals in our bodies from our chemical pollutants that we get in our air, food, and water every day, and we get more than anyone on the face of the earth ever in the history of the earth now, when they start eating holes in our coronary arteries, then cholesterol comes along to patch up those holes. Otherwise, we would bleed to death. It's the messenger that there's inflammation, and it's a patch. It's saving our lives. It's a Band-Aid that is actually saving our lives. To kill it is to accelerate death.
So it's kind of like they give us the impression that we need to lower your blood pressure, that low blood pressure is good. Obviously, zero blood pressure means you're dead, and when we come back, we're going to look at some of the really, really serious problems that we have if our cholesterol gets too low, and why, if it needs to be lowered, you don't want to go the drug route. We're going to give you some natural alternatives when we come back with Sherry Rogers, MD. She's the author of The Cholesterol Hoax. And we know that we're not going to have enough time, so she's coming back again next week also, and we'll tell you about a seminar that you can attend. So don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whitaker, and I'll be right back.
Do you always remember to eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Don't worry. One serving of Jarrow Formulas Daily 5 is chocked full of the antioxidants and beneficial plant-based compounds. It's certified organic with no added sugars or artificial flavors. It's never been simpler to get the benefits from organic fruits and vegetables. Your Daily 5. We all know the importance of eating a healthy diet. Antioxidants, chlorophyll, and polyphenols, not to mention all the vitamins, are just a few of the numerous important health-promoting compounds we receive from eating organic, fresh fruits and vegetables. Now there's a delicious and easy way for you to get the antioxidant health benefits of fruits and vegetables. Just take 1 teaspoon of Daily 5 with water, juice, or add it to your favorite Jarrow Formulas protein powder every day to get your Daily 5. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior, science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Ask for Jarrow Formulas Daily 5 at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in organic food-based dietary supplements.
Macnut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Macnut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Macnut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal and stir fry. Macnut also makes a great salad dressing. Use Macnut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only Macnut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for Macnut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins here with Real Food Groceries President Gail Pruitt. Gail, you're holding 3 very colorful foil bags. What do you got there?
They're the 3 Sprout Revolution products. Flax that is sprouted, then ground. There's the original, one with blueberries, and another with cranberries and goji.
Well, I know about flax. Why sprout it first?
Flax seeds are rich in omega-3 fats, fiber, and lignans. That helps the hormones balance naturally. Unfortunately, nature designs the seeds to resist digesting. So if you grind the seeds, they will spoil in a day. By sprouting the flax, you get great absorption of the nutrients, and the product is very stable.
Okay, but how's it taste?
Andy, I love all 3 varieties. They are nutty, good on salads, cereals, or whatever.
Thanks, Gail. Learn more or order at realfoodgrocery.com. Listeners or their favorite store can order by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536. Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
My guest is Sherry Rogers, MD. She's the author of more than a dozen books, all of them extremely well documented with the scientific studies. We could do a whole show at some point on how there can be that much information in the literature and yet it's so widely ignored in the actual practice of medicine. But I think the bottom line would come down to follow the money and just lethargy. We are talking today about cholesterol and her new book, The Cholesterol Hoax. It's just it's a marvelous book, hundreds of studies at the end of each chapter telling you where that information came from. This is the kind of book you can take to your doctor with pride. I love the fact it goes through a whole lot of myths about cholesterol. We're going to expose a few of those here today. And Dr. Rogers, you were telling us that what the good role of cholesterol is, why it's there. God didn't make mistakes. It's there for an important purpose. But I can assume that with all good things, you can kind of overdo it. Is there such a thing as a cholesterol level that's too high, perhaps because of genetics? What is a healthy level? And tell us about what can happen to cholesterol that makes it unhealthy.
The thing is that cholesterol has very little bearing. I can show you after 39 years in practice, people who had cholesterols for a familial reason in the 400 and 500s, who they and their relatives lived into their 90s with no medicines and no symptoms, whereas someone else can have a cholesterol of 300 and have raging coronary artery disease, or a normal cholesterol of 190. What really matters is the overall composite of all the inflammatory indicators in the body, such as homocysteine levels, CRP, fibrinogen. These are insulin. These are the things that make the difference. For example, some people strive to have a low cholesterol. But when your cholesterol gets below 160, for example, you double the risk of brain hemorrhaging, stroke, cancers of the liver, the lung, pancreas, leukemia, and suicides, serious depressions and mania and suicides. And one of the scariest things that really bothers me with these statin drugs now is that there are thousands of people who've had sudden amnesia. Suddenly they just blank out. And these are people who are airline pilots, who are driving huge trucks of toxic materials down the highway at 70 miles an hour. These are people who are operating on us in the OR. I mean, this is serious stuff. Also, I'd like to take the opportunity to offer to your listeners today, Marty, a free sample issue of our newsletter that they can get either from the 800 number or the website, prestigepublishing.com, because the December 2006 issue shows them the example of a case of a nurse, 46 years old, never smoked, who suddenly had metastatic lung cancer, given 6 months to live. They tried one dose of chemo. Her weight dropped to 72 pounds. She was bedridden on oxygen. Nothing else would work. And given 48 hours to live, the metastases, she had 10 lesions in the lung of the lung cancer, and with metastases to the pancreas, the abdomen, the back, and the bones. There is nothing that medicine has to offer for this woman. She is totally well. In fact, she was on the cruise that I was lecturing on a couple of months ago. It's 12 years later, and she did it all with non-prescription things and diet, and it's all spelled out in the free sample issue of our Total Wellness newsletter that they can get from either 1-800-846-6687, 800-846-6687, or Prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, prestigepublishing.com. Because this was our gift of hope to the readers, that no matter how bad you think things are, if you start looking at how God created the body to heal against all odds, you will find that the chemistry is all there just waiting to be utilized if you just empower yourself with the knowledge to do it.
I think every person listening today should call and get one of these, because, first of all, it's a wonderful offer, and thank you for doing that. But you may not have any interest at the moment in cancer, but you're going to run across somebody, and who knows, maybe next week, that you care about who has that diagnosis. You're going to, somebody at your church is going to be at death's door. You're going to be frustrated that there's nothing that you can do. You can have this newsletter to give them and make them realize that don't pay attention when the doctor says your time is up, get your affairs in order. There is hope there, and there are specific things that you can do to turn things around. So we want to catch people before they get that far gone, and in this case we're talking about the heart disease issue. You listed a number of things that the horrible things that happen when your cholesterol gets too low. There was an article in the paper just this month, or in May, about Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, ALS, all of these neurological diseases associated with low cholesterol. And of course, the bottom line is, well, they don't know if there's any relationship between the statin drugs and these diseases. But if the low cholesterol is associated with those, you would have to think that's probably a decent bet.
Oh, yeah, because when you poison God's enzyme in the liver, and that's how Lipitor works, it poisons the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase in the liver that God designed for us to make cholesterol. Then you don't have enough cholesterol for your hormones, for testosterone, for estrogen, for thyroid. You don't have enough for adrenal stress. You don't have enough cholesterol to make bile so that you can detoxify your daily onslaught of chemicals. You don't have enough cholesterol to make new brain membranes, so now you get Alzheimer's. You don't have enough cholesterol to make new sheath on nerves, so you go on to get things like the neurological diseases that you started to name, Parkinson's disease and MS and a whole slew of ALS things that have multiple causes, but one of which is nutrient deficiencies. The other is toxic levels of heavy metals. And the same goes for the cholesterol. Some people, their cholesterol or their heart disease, if they don't have high cholesterol, but they have coronary artery disease, they have angina, they have arrhythmia, they have congestive heart failure. A lot of these people, in fact, the vast majority, have heavy metal levels of lead or mercury or plasticizers damaging the function of the heart, because we all tank up on them. And in fact, we've so polluted the world that the polar bears in the Arctic have osteoporosis and hypothyroidism from our chemicals. But
we better rush them some Lipitor.
Well, now we know, and Fosamax too.
Oh, yeah.
Now we know how to reverse all of this. We know how. It's just that it doesn't make money for medicine. It doesn't sell a drug, and so we're not hearing about it.
Boy, the time goes so fast when you're on. That's why we scheduled two of these in a row, and it still won't be enough. But when we get back from this break, I'd like to talk just a bit more about how cholesterol gets high. What is it we've been doing that, besides the environmental toxic load, which is an important factor, we'll talk a bit about that, but what other factors in our daily life are causing our cholesterol messenger and Band-Aid to have to get out there and try to fix us, which is the logical way to solve this problem. Let's stop causing the need for it instead of just forcing it down. We'll be right back with Sherry Rogers, MD. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. Stay tuned.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels and reduce other multiple risk factors associated with heart disease. Now, a breakthrough clinical study from a UCLA medical center shows kyolic reduces another major cardiovascular risk factor, plaque formation. Plaque is a fatty deposit that clogs arterial walls. Excess plaque causes circulation problems in coronary arteries. In this new discovery, patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. 1 in 5 males and females has some form of cardiovascular disease. So reduce your risk, not only by eating healthy and getting proper exercise, but also by taking kyolic. With more than 350 studies completed, kyolic is the most scientifically researched garlic supplement and the only aged garlic extract supplement available. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
With prescription drugs, you can expect side effects. By contrast, natural remedies people often experience fringe benefits. For example, they take colostrum to improve immune function and their allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. In the same way that nature's colostrum helps infants build their digestion, nervous systems, and organs, when supplemented to adults, it helps improve their health and vitality in many different ways. Because Percoba colostrum also improves mineral absorption and greatly boosts the body's detoxifying enzymes, it should be a part of your program every day, not just when you're ill. Why Percoba? Because Percoba is 1.5 times more potent than the next brand and retains its natural balance. In fact, Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance. Percoba is also backed by the most research. You or your favorite store can buy Percoba by visiting Percoba.com, that's P-E-R-C-O-B-A.com, or call toll-free 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We're tickled today to have Sherry Rogers, MD, with us. She's been practicing, she claims 39 years, which I think means she started when she was 12. But anyway, she's the author of more than a dozen books, all just, if you use a highlighter on them to highlight the important points, they end up being yellow books. They're so full of wisdom, including the citations from the literature, where that information came from. Today we're talking about her latest, The Cholesterol Hoax, and it is indeed the kind of book that you can take to your doctor, and it's heavy enough, if they won't listen, and you can pop them on the head with it. Dr. Rogers, I want to announce about the fact that you're going to be actually in the studio next week, because you're coming to Dallas, and for those that are in the Dallas area, there's a day-long symposium that's open to the public from 9:30 to 4 that you'll be speaking in. It's very reasonably priced. I mean, for the whole day's worth of lecture from these experts brought from around the world, such as Dr. Rogers. It's put on by the Environmental Health Center, the foundation, It's taking place at the Hyatt Regency. Now, this is the hotel at the corner of Campbell and I-75 that used to be the Richardson Hotel, and before that it was the Omni. It's the same place it's been for a few years. If you know where that is, you call 800-428-2343. That's 800-428-2343, and you save $5. It's $15 now, $20 at the door. And we were beginning to talk about what makes cholesterol go high, because that makes it a lot easier to understand why we would do the things that we do and in the order we might do them to get them lower. I read one of the recent studies that chewing betel nuts is not good for your cholesterol or your cardiac health. I'm pretty well convinced that's not a problem for most of our listeners. So let's talk about something that that they can immediately do. The heavy metals, obviously a big problem. That's not something you can throw a switch with. What are some of the things that people are doing that are increasing the inflammation and the free radicals, the infection, some of the dietary things that, what kind of pans they use? What are the things they're doing that they could stop doing right now that would start heading them in the right direction?
Oh, probably one of, well, if they want quick fixes, first of all, niacin, vitamin B3, a prolonged one. The best one that has the best research is niacin thyme. Or red yeast rice, Kyolic, formula 107, I think it is, 107, 103. It's the red yeast rice made by Kyolic, and I'm not paid by any of these people, and I don't work for them or anything. We just research the best forms, because red yeast rice is actually natural HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, and it's been used for hundreds of years. It's just that it has all of the monocolins in it. It's like a full form, so it doesn't cause the toxic reactions and the nutrient deficiencies like the slimmed-down form of statin drug does. And the importance of using the Kyolic formula of red yeast rice versus any red yeast rice is there's a toxic monocolin that is often made in the manufacturing process, and theirs is free of it. And so that's the only form that
that's
I would take.
That's citrin. I think it's citrin that it doesn't have.
It forms actually a toxic monocolin that can be carcinogenic.
Right.
And the red yeast rice from Kyolic people, who also they did that great study that showed that when people do have coronary plaque and know it from their ultra-fast heart scan, they can cut their heart attack rate down by at least fourfold by just using Kyolic liquid a few squirts down the throat every day. So, in fact, let's see, the study was Kyolic liquid twice a day, and it was a triple damper on the progression of coronary artery disease.
Well, that's powerful.
There isn't any medicine that is that strong.
We'll get back to supplements in a minute. I wanted to focus on, for just a little bit longer on the causes of the high cholesterol.
Trans fats. They can get trans fats out of the diet, first of all.
Great.
Major cause. Trans fatty acids, and you know that now the Federal Register has allowed the drug industry or the food manufacturing industry to lie to us, because you can put no trans fats on the front of a label if the product contains less than 500 milligrams of trans fatty acids per puny half cup serving. So this does not offer any protection at all.
Yeah, so if you're the typical person and you pour the granola in your bowl and then you go back and measure what you usually eat, it's not a half a cup. It's three times that much even more than that. So there's no safe dose of trans fats.
That's right. Harvard researchers have shown for years there is no safe level of trans fats. It does not belong in the body. It's a major cause of cholesterol elevation, as are the plastics, the phthalates, which are more in the news now. We've written about them for years, and that was the basis of the Detoxify or Die book. The plasticizers they actually leach right out of the plastic containers and get stuck in our chemistry. And one of the things they do is damage tremendously the chemistry of cholesterol and energy, so that people are exhausted and tired, and they have to get those out. Starting to give your body an oil change by getting the trans fats out and good fats in, like the macadamia nut oil, one of my absolute favorites for salads and cooking. And magnesium is huge. Magnesium itself is one of nature's cholesterol inhibitors, and yet the average American diet only gives you 100 milligrams a day. A lot of people need 600 to 1,000. Some need more than that, because if you're an athlete, if you sweat a lot, if you're under a lot of stress, if you eat a lot of sweets or
taking
alcohol,
diuretics.
You need more. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So getting those trans fats out is a big, easy thing to do, and start the red yeast rice chiolic form.
And maybe stop using Teflon pans, get your dental bacteria under control. On July 12th, Dr. David Kennedy is going to be on talking about how nasty those bacteria in our mouth are, and how they're part of how you say, Dr. Rogers, that you can catch a heart attack, that there are actually contagious elements that makes a good case for our working on our immune systems and having those be strong all the time. Anything else on inflammation before we bump into another break here in a minute?
Oh, my gosh, so much. As you
sugar.
Say,
just give us your thought on sugar, and that's probably all we have time for. Before.
Oh, okay. Well, we all know that's a baddie, and it actually promotes coronary artery disease more than cholesterol does.
Yeah, so the egg took the rap, and really sugar should have been on trial.
And absolutely, and the fake sugars are no better. People think, oh, well, I'm doing the fake sugars, so I'm not having a problem.
We got to run for a minute. We'll be right back with Dr. Sherry Rogers. This is Healthy by Nature, the fastest hour on the radio. My name is Marty Wakin.
Coenzyme Q10 is a powerful antioxidant nutrient. It protects against free radical damage, supports heart function, energy production, and immune response. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, so supplementing with a highly absorbable form of CoQ10 is the first step to ensuring optimal levels in the body. Secondly, typical CoQ10 supplements are in a ubiquinon or non-reduced form. For the body to use that type of CoQ10, it must first convert it to ubiquinol or the reduced form. QH Absorb is geroform brand new, highly absorbable, and bioavailable CoQ10 supplement. Not only is QH Absorb more absorbable than traditional CoQ10 supplements, but as ubiquinol, it's already in a reduced bioavailable form. Your body can use QH Absorb without having to do any conversion work. Ask specifically for Gero Formulas QH Absorb at your favorite vitamin retailer. For more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Nordic Naturals Arctic Sea Cod Liver Oil is the easiest way to give yourself a sunny day from the inside out. Nordic Naturals Arctic Sea Cod Liver Oil is like liquid sunshine for your body. That's because it's full of vitamin D, which primarily comes from sunshine. And like the sun, Arctic Sea supports a variety of important body functions and have shown to improve calcium absorption, promote strong bones, and may reduce PMS symptoms, and is instrumental in preventing SAD, seasonal affective disorder, a form of depression caused by reduced exposure to sunshine. Arctic Decod Liver Oil also provides 1,260 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids to help balance mood and keep your joints and heart healthy. Arctic D by Nordic Naturals has the highest level of omega-3 per milligram of any cod liver oil and is three times fresher than the competition. Call 1-800-787-7208 today to get a free sample or visit www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi there, Andy Hopkins here, producer of the Healthy by Nature show. I'm with Gail, president of our valued sponsor, Real Food Grocery. Gail, there is a supplement that you told me about that every guy over 30 years old should be taking. What is that?
It's Sol Palmetto by Jarrow Formulas, Andy. Recent studies show that Sol Palmetto inhibits the process that leads to enlarged prostate. Most people have seen commercials for a couple of pharmaceutical drugs that deal with this enlarged prostate. Saw palmetto has been shown to be at least as effective as those drugs, and it is natural. I'd like to tell our female listeners, if you are disturbed by your husband's middle-of-the-night trips to the bathroom, you may want to order Jaro's Formula Saw Palmetto. It's a little healthful present for your man.
Thanks, Gail. Folks can see all of the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Toll-free 877-673-2536.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
I looked all around the studio for the hour stretcher, couldn't find one, so we're going to have Dr. Rogers back again next week when she's in town for the Environmental Health Center's annual program. We'll talk about that again at the end of the program, and I will give one more time the contact information for not only the free newsletter that Dr. Rogers talked about, but also her books and subscriptions, and even consultations by phone that you can do if your doctor is open to being enlightened by somebody who's really done their homework. Well, Dr. Rogers, we had talked briefly there about lowering inflammation, but inflammation in turn is kind of the body's response to, as I understand it, to free radical damage, where we're getting free radicals from, all of our environment and so on. And what do you have to say to the authorities that part of the argument for why they recommended, the American Heart Association recommended, that everybody in their brother, those other 4 out of 5 who aren't yet taking statin drugs, that they should be, because the drugs are antioxidants and therefore anti-inflammatories. That sounds pretty good. What's wrong with that argument?
I know. It sounds wonderful. You know, when you see the information in the journals, Lipitor lowers the CRP, an inflammatory, a very dangerous inflammatory indicator, a blood test. It lowers it 21%. But gamma-tocopherol, part of vitamin E, which is one of 8 parts of real vitamin E, lowers it 61%. There's no drug that does that. There's no drug that beats God's nutrients. And we just have to show people how to manipulate them so they can turn around disease.
Well, that, and speaking of that, to give somebody a practical thing they can do with that, one of our sponsors, Jaro, has Family E that is a broad-spectrum vitamin E.
Sure, when it has all 8 parts, 4 tocopherols and 4 tocotrienols, and then it's a very good form of E. And in fact, some people need even more, because we actually measure their gamma tocopherol levels as well as alpha in their blood. We can see where every vitamin, mineral, fatty acid, everything is, and it's like a crystal ball test, because it really shows you how fast you're aging and where you need to put the brakes on and how to do it, because it's all reversible. That's the fun part of this.
Well, and vitamin E doesn't interfere with your body's ability to make coenzyme Q10. It's not associated with the vast array of side effects of the statin drugs, which include, I was surprised to find in your book, breast cancer.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of the studies said in the abstract, which is the quickie summary, that there was no problem with cancer. Well, when you read the actual statistics inside, there was one person with breast cancer in the control group and 12 on the statin drug.
That seems statistically significant to me. I don't know my statistics that well, but that's alarming.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. Well, next week I want to get much more in depth on some of the supplements and maybe a little bit more into the foods and some of the other drugs for cardiovascular health, but as you point out, maybe making us worse in many ways. But back to review of the quick fixes. While they're figuring out what's really going on and getting to the root of it, if they're alarmed by their cholesterol and they don't want to be browbeaten by their doctor, they can get it down. You've talked about the red yeast rice from Kyolic, the thyme niacin. What about polycosinol? That's
another one.
Product by Jarro.
Right, they're all outlined. My favorite start would be either the niacin thyme or the Formula 107 Kyolic red yeast rice, because it's the same chemistry that they copied from nature, but then they ruined it by stripping it down into just one of its dozen parts and then making a synthetic part of it as well. Same thing they do with a lot of, with nutrients as well.
All right, so you're talking about the statin drugs use the red yeast rice as a model, but then in order to come up with something patentable, they just pulled that one piece of it, and that misses the balance and the buffering and the yin and yang that you get in a whole substance.
That's right. They're not that unique. They don't find new things so much. They copy from nature, but then they change it around so that it can be a patentable thing. And in changing it, it dramatically changes the biochemistry of it, and it no longer is compatible with the human body. For example, a lot of people, their doctor will say, oh, well, this study shows that there's 26% less heart attacks when people use Lipitor. Well, if you read the study completely, yes, there were 26% fewer heart attacks, but there were 26% more deaths from other causes, including cancer, suicide, etc. So it's a wash.
Well, and I think that there are always a lot of those effects that don't get reported. I think the whole category of complaints is underreported, because what doctor, what hospital wants to blame a death on something they did if you can also say, well, they were just old. They already had this pre-existing condition, so it's probably a lot worse than even what the studies show it is. And always it seems better. Go back to the original plan. God had a pretty good idea when he put us together. Let's do the things that we're supposed to do to stay healthy. We'll be back with just a little bit more with Sherry Rogers, author of The Cholesterol Hoax, after these words. Please stay tuned. I've got some important contact information. I'm Marty Whittakin. This is Healthy by Nature. We need you.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America believes in treating all of you, not just your cancer. When you choose Cancer Treatment Centers of America, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a dedicated team of experts is assembled to provide comprehensive, personalized care all under one roof. The team will fight cancer on many fronts through an integrated combination of medical, nutritional, physical, psychological, and spiritual therapies. Patients are given a detailed list of natural solutions, including dietary suggestions to reduce the side effects of cancer treatment, radiation, and chemotherapy. The mission at Cancer Treatment Centers of America is to offer individualized therapies, improve the quality of life, and most importantly, to restore hope. Cancer Treatment Centers of America offers the most sophisticated forms of traditional medicine in combination with complementary therapies. If you or a loved one are exploring cancer treatment options, call 1-800-942-4632 or visit them online at cancercenter.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who is lactose intolerant? If you are, you know the intestinal pain that often occurs after you eat dairy products. You've heard that taking a daily probiotics capsule can help, but do you know why? Probiotics replenish the good bacteria in our systems that are depleted due to stress, antibiotics, x-rays, and our toxic environment. Probiotics also add lactic acid bacteria to our system, which for lactose intolerant people aids in the digestion of dairy products and reduces the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking a high-quality probiotic product such as Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus can help restore your colon back to good health. So don't suffer from lactose intolerance any longer. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to EssentialFormulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept the substitute.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins, the producer of the Healthy by Nature show with Marty Whittakin. Sponsors like Real Food Grocery keep us on the air and provide you with tremendous products. Gail Pruitt from Real Food Grocery is here with me today. Gail, some of our listeners may not have a health food store in their neighborhood.
Well, never fear. Real Food Grocery is here.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Andy. We carry all the products that are advertised on Marty's show. We will even tell stores how to carry them. We have great products like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus and all products from the Essential Formulas. The best colostrum products from Percoba, MacNut Oil, it's healthful and delicious. And some products from Kyolic, Jarro, FlexNow, and Nordic Naturals, too.
Thank you, Gail. Folks can see all the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536 or at realfoodgrocery.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, we just made a down payment, really, on the modest one at that, on the amount of powerful material that's in the cholesterol hoax. That's a new book by Sherry Rogers, MD. If you want a copy of the book, and I think everybody should, because there's somebody in the family that needs this information for sure, you can call 800-846-6687. That's the same number where you can get a copy of that free newsletter. You don't have to buy anything. Just call this number. They will mail it to you. It's an example of how wonderful the newsletter is. And as I said, I think everybody should have this on hand because you will run into somebody soon, statistics bearing me out, that has a cancer concern, maybe a very scary one. 800-846-6687. You can get more information about the books, newsletters, that free newsletter, and even how to go about setting up a consultation. Also, next week on Saturday, that would be the 21st of June at the Hyatt Regency in Richardson, Texas. If you're anywhere in the area, a day-long session from 9:30 in the morning until 4, speakers such as Dr. Rogers will be there. $15 now, $20 at the door, worth a lot more than that. 800-428-2343. That's 800-428-2343. Okay, I want to make sure that we did that so we wouldn't run out of time squeeze there at the end. And Dr. Rogers, I'm going to turn this over to you to give us some parting thoughts, but just I was so shocked. I had to read it twice. A story in this is about the birth control patch, but it's the mentality of the drug companies that even though they were Johnson & Johnson was sued by 3,000 women and their families that suffered heart attacks, strokes, and 40 deaths due to wrong labeling on their patches for birth control that said that it had less estrogen in it than it did. And their defense was, well, the FDA approved it, so, you know, we're not responsible. We're on our own, aren't we? Don't we have to take matters in our own hands?
Oh, absolutely. And you've presented so much beautiful data in the past. And that's why we did this with all the scientific backup as well in the cholesterol hoax, because we want to empower folks. Even if you don't have high cholesterol, remember, half the people who die of a sudden heart attack never had high cholesterol. You need to learn what does cause sudden cardiac death, and it's occurring earlier, even in people in their 30s and 40s now. And it's all fixable.
We'll take up where we left off next week. Be sure and tune in. Tell your friends to tune in. This is really, really important information on Healthy by Nature. Sherry Rogers is our guest. I'm Marty Whittakin. See you next week.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's Radio MARTIE.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America believes in treating all of you, not just your cancer. When you choose Cancer Treatment Centers of America, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a dedicated team of experts is assembled to provide comprehensive, personalized care all under one roof. The team will fight cancer on many fronts through an integrated combination of medical, nutritional, physical, psychological, and spiritual therapies. Patients are given a detailed list of natural solutions, including dietary suggestions to reduce the side effects of cancer treatment, radiation, and chemotherapy. The mission at Cancer Treatment Centers of America is to offer individualized therapies, improve the quality of life, and most importantly, to restore hope. Cancer Treatment Centers of America offers the most sophisticated forms of traditional medicine in combination with complementary therapies. If you or a loved one are exploring cancer treatment options, call 1-800-942-4632 or visit them online at cancercenter.com.